afternoon. Today is Wednesday, February the 11th, 42nd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Mr. Sundberg. You got one of those weird wrist thingies.
I got a Fitbit Charge HR.
Wow. Is it helping?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It keeps you motivated, tells you how many steps you do in a day.
Oh, it doesn't yell at you?
It checks your heart rate. No, I didn't get the one that yells at you. I have enough of that already.
Well, I mean, you said motivated. I thought, who knows?
There's different ways to motivate people. Yeah. That one doesn't work on me, by the way.
Doesn't.
Just so people know.
10,000 steps equals $10.
I don't know.
About you didn't get that model either?
No, no.
No. You got screwed. This afternoon, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about what's going on in McKinleyville, and we'll also get our update of the general plan update, some of the things that are going on and some of the things we hope are going to go on, and we'll do that when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 313. Oh, it's nice to have a threat that's really viable. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg, but before we do...
That was a really evil laugh.
I know. This is from Mike Weir, the left-handed golfer.
Yeah, I got it.
The beauty of golf, you're in charge out there. Boy, the beauty of public service, you're in charge. That's where I started laughing.
Yeah. Think what you want. The appearance of.
Yeah.
Is that the trick for politics? The appearance of.
Oh. Sanity?
Yeah.
Or motivation?
Do you have it under control?
How about transparency? I hate that word, by the way.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It's overused.
That has replaced collaborative for me. As
there is some buzzwords that get annoying after a while.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you want to make it so that people can follow what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like when someone, have you ever watched Jeff Foxworthy? He says, I've never beat my wife. You say, you're not supposed to beat your wife.
Right. No.
I'm transparent. You're supposed to be transparent.
Yeah. It's like.
Don't pat yourself on the back for it.
Yeah, leave the breadcrumb trail so everybody can reconstruct what you did.
Do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Well. You know what?
What?
Next time you're in a public meeting and somebody says that transparency thing, I'll get you $10 for your fit band if you say that.
If you just say,
supposed to be that all the time?
If I say, here's your
sign.
That's
it, yeah.
Here's your sign.
Yeah. Or a sandwich at your favorite deli. How's that? Either way.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now I'm going to get accused of taking bribes from KINS, right?
Listen, man, if your purchase price is $10, that's not a bribe.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm not that easy.
Yeah. See?
That's debatable, probably.
Yeah. Problem solved. Let's talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's in McKinleyville. I remember 3-4 months ago, you were ticked off, frustrated, probably one of one of the few times I've seen you really out of sorts because homelessness was becoming a visible impact, criminal-based activity in McKinleyville. Hadn't been before. Mm-hmm. Some services, and we could argue or debate why, but were being made available that were new, and all of a sudden it was serving as a magnet, and you were starting to have to deal with some of the challenges that other communities did.
Would you say the proper adjective was grouchy?
No.
I was a little grouchy that day.
Okay, if you have, like, you know, square foot is foot to the second, I'd say grouchy to the fourth.
Okay, so I was worse than grouchy.
So whatever. Teed off was kind of a phrase that I would.
Okay.
Keeping with our golf references.
All right.
For this show.
Yeah,
so
I was
far.
Around there.
Yeah. Still?
Nope. I am.
Has the situation changed?
The situation hasn't changed per se.
Oh no!
But
you're not a frog in the pot like the rest of us, are you?
But the solution has changed, and I'll give you a few examples. The night before last on Sunday night, we had a community watch meet and greet meeting. So the gentleman that works at Pro Sports Center in Eureka, who also lives in McKinleyville, named Aaron Ostrom and Dave Varshak, they created a couple of Facebook pages, and the one that Aaron Ostrom has is the McKinleyville Community Watch page, and started off with 80 so members or so, and then I had heard about it and jumped on there, and then next thing you know, it's got, I think he said last night, it has like 1,070 members on there now, and they're all from McKinleyville or connected somehow really closely, like from Eureka Community Watch or someone like that, or the Lieutenant Miller, or, you know, that's in McKinleyville now. So we had this meeting, and we had, I think he said the count was like 106 people had signed in. So there could have been some people who didn't sign in. So, you know, probably somewhere around 115 people, I would say, were there at the Azalea Hall. It was from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Free food?
We had free food.
See?
Free coffee.
Yeah. Let me know next time.
That's why I didn't tell you.
We'll bring in a couple thousand people. I have to say, it's free food at Ryan's place in McKinleyville.
No.
And it'll
we just say free food over by H Street is for you.
Yeah, between 4th and 5th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The key to this one is the number 5.
So it was a great meeting. We had the new lieutenant for McKinleyville, Kevin Miller, was there, and he got to explain the main difference between the way it was and the way it is now. Sheriff Downey has made a massive change in the way that the command structure used to be all run out of McKinley or out of Eureka. Now the command structure is being run out of McKinleyville. So Lieutenant Miller was the first step in that. He's
for McKinleyville.
Well, he does.
He's not running the whole county out of McKinleyville, is he?
No, but he runs basically the 5th District and part of Mark's District in Gentoli Lane up there. So he's responsible for all that. But now he got a sergeant, which is Brian Quinnell, last week, and it's going in a super positive direction.
Super positive. KINS, News and Information Times 319.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 324. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, cool that the structure's in place for police services and the community activities and stuff. But if you don't get buy-in from the community, okay, fine. Another structure, another something everybody's forgotten about.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think having the turnout of 150, say 100 families.
115.
Well, okay. Then 75 families.
Okay.
Is still something that has got to be a nice positive trend if it's the right people,
yeah,
the right families.
And it was the right people there. They're the people who are active. They are motivated. You know, they've got wristbands for people that are lit up in red. So they go out and do community walks. And that's how they identify each other is, you know, they'll all meet up with these red wristbands and walk their neighborhoods.
What was your quote? I mean, you said people with wristbands who are lit up. good.
Yeah, it's probably not phrased the correct way.
We're going to have to rehearse this one a couple times for you.
Yeah, yeah.
For the next public meeting.
All right. Yeah, good catch. Good catch. But District Attorney Maggie Fleming was there for the first hour of the meeting.
Does she live in McKinleyville?
No.
Or just a interested citizen?
Yeah, she just came. She came to hear what.
Who obviously was in the know that this meeting was happening.
Yeah, and she came to hear what the community has to say and see what's going on. And so I felt pretty good about the meeting. And then we talked about Measure Z and what the plan is, you know, what I'm hoping the plan is for Measure Z and having the Sheriff's Department have all their frozen positions back when Lieutenant Miller let them know how many people are just dedicated for McKinleyville if Measure Z gets funded the way that we think it's going to be funded. So they'll have a complete command and deputy structure in McKinleyville, and the presence is going to be vastly different than it is now.
Now, I thought the Measure Z committee had only met a couple of times.
They've only met once.
Is this plan already being showcased that they came up with? Where's the reference being made from?
My intuition and my commitment is what I'm referencing here and what I think is going to happen. So if everything goes the way that I think it's going to go, then this will be in place. So I'm a fortune teller right now.
Okay, fair enough. So as we see some of the structural changes that are in place, is it translating into change on the street?
Well, here's what we envision is, first of all, have the sheriffs in McKinleyville at full staff is a huge cornerstone to it.
Has it ever been full staff?
Yeah. Yeah, before the recession, it was at full staff there. They had a command structure there. They had
so this is resurrecting deputies. What was.
Yeah, this is going back to the way it used to be. Then the other humongous piece of it is the community and having people be aware, having people, I mean, some stuff they talked about last night was don't leave anything in your car. Lock your car up, clean your garage out, and park your car inside if you can.
Isn't the Humboldt County that you grew up with. Yeah, this is a different
Humboldt County. I was a kid, we left our bikes out on the front yard. We never locked our doors. And, you know, it's not like that anymore. And I don't think it'll ever go back to
that
way.
Don't say that.
But
we'll get there. It'll just take a little time.
I don't know. So the other thing that we wanted people to do is, you know, there's a lot of dark spots. So everybody leave your outdoor porch lights on. So I just the other day, I bought 300-watt light bulbs for my...
Well, you want a suntan at nighttime, too, huh?
It lights it up, okay. Yeah. And there's across the street, there's a street light, and...
You're stronger with your 300 than the street light probably.
It's probably pretty close, yeah. But it lights two houses up, and we have a community watch in my neighborhood that we started 2 years ago when we started having a lot of break-ins. And we put up our signs, we meet, we have everybody's email addresses and phone numbers, and we let people know what's going on, and we look out for each other. And, I mean, probably 75% of the break-ins that were happening stopped after that.
Just starting to pay attention.
Yeah, having everybody pay attention and having everybody keep their outside lights on.
If I had a couple 300-watt light bulbs, there'd be crashes. The emergency vehicle, traveling Booner, couldn't see.
Yeah. I mean, they're not that bright. They're bright, but they're not crazy.
Depends on where you aim them, that's all.
Yeah, they're on my front of my garage, and there's one on each side of my garage door, and the lights that I have tops on them, and so it kind of focuses the light down towards the street. It doesn't go, you know, it
the airplanes aren't going to be confused as they're coming in.
It lights the street up to a, you know, a certain height, and it does a good job. And everybody in my neighborhood, for the most part, does the same thing. And cockroaches do not like light.
KINS News and another insightful comment. KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the general plan update, you know, I it's got to be a full employment plan for somebody, I understand. Okay.
What is that?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
As you're going through the various elements, how far along are you? Sometimes I sense that it's 95% done. Sometimes it feels like maybe 50 or 60% is done, and there's still a long haul. And
we, if my best guess at this point is, we are about 91.5% done. So what's left, you know, there's...
It's probably the tough stuff, huh?
No.
No.
We've actually gone through the tough stuff. The mapping is going to be a little bit tough, because we need to go out into the communities and say, hey, what do you want out here? Is this, here's our proposal. Does this, you know, is this what you want? You know, do you want this to be ag, TPZ, R1, where you can have single family residences? This, here's where our, we're planning multifamily. You know, it's, we need to go out and do all that. Most of it's already done, though. You know, most of it's zoned already. And so, do you want to change it? You know, and we've got some different names for some of it that we need to explain to people. We decided that we were going to do, we had three options for notifying people of changes, and we decided to do the most robust one that they had. So it's going to cost. Yeah.
Oh, no. Second robust, yeah. One. Okay.
No, they, it's going to cost a little bit of money. I think it was like $10,000 to do the
radio,
the more robust one.
No,
he's, where am I? The same thing happened in
my drinking at, water. I'm same, hydrated. I'm thinking.
Yeah, the same thing happened when I was at Time Standard last week.
They said radio also?
No.
Wow.
You wouldn't believe what they said. So then I just told them I was going to tell my mom. And
you take care of it, yeah.
Everybody will know about it.
A couple of happy meals.
Sorry.
She's rolling.
Sorry, Mom. I'm just kidding. My birthday dinner's coming up, too. Yeah. I better be careful.
You think?
Yeah.
It just converted into styrofoam containers.
So here's a gift card for takeout.
But is it changes that you're looking for, or is it people's recognition that what is okay?
Yeah, that's, yeah, we want it, we want people to know that here's what the change is. And so, you know, if there is any change that is going to affect your property, we want you to know about it, and we want you to let us know that you're okay with that. So we're going to be doing out in the district meetings to, you know, first we're going to send them a letter, then we're going to go to them and say, hey, is this, you know, is this good?
Like meetings,
you
know, in the schools, that kind of stuff.
I'm thinking like 95% of everything is not going to change. You know, most of it's word changes, you know, so.
Clarifying words?
Well, it's,
or
yeah.
Legal words.
Legal words and more just different names that do the same thing. And I don't know why they chose to do that back in the day, but they did. So that part is the only part that I see is super, you know, maybe controversial, because some people are going to say, no, we don't want anything built there. Well, yes, we do want something built there. So the board will have to make a decision. But it was funny, because I was going through our packet over the weekend for our Monday meeting for the general plan, and as, you know, people try and hype this thing up as so controversial and all this, and I was flipping through it, and it's five. This is for the water element, and, you know, I'm flipping through it, and it's 50. Someone should go to our website, go to the general plan update, click on, find the staff report from our last meeting, and go look through how many 50 votes there are, and then the ones that were 4-1.
Ooh.
It was Supervisor Bone. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is too funny. Because, I mean, everything else, it's so hyped up, you know, especially it's not hyped up as much now that the election's over. But before that, you would have thought that it was World War 3 for the general plan, and it's not as controversial as people think. I really don't think it is.
I would imagine things like housing, roads development, that kind of stuff is probably the only thing, and then the stereotypical, oh, there's going to be high-rises everywhere, or they're not going to let you build anything.
Yeah.
You know, okay, fine. You know, well, somewhere in between, it's a pretty wide target. We're going to hit that.
Mm-hmm. But I think we've put a lot of effort, because I really, you know, when I first came in, it was so polarized, the general plan was, you know, and there was people who wanted us to start over. There was people who said it was just fine and you just need to rubber stamp what the Planning Commission did. And
see, there's that white target again.
Yeah, it's
through the middle, yeah.
We decided, you know, there is a lot of work put into the general plan. It's not, we decided not to scrap it. However, we decided to go through chapter by chapter, and that's why it's taken us some time. But I really, really think, and I think the proof's in the pudding when you look and see what the votes are, that we've put in the work to bring these two sides together the best we can and do something that is going to be beneficial for Humboldt County for the next 20 years. And we're going to have a document that'll, you know, that the next time there's a political changeover, there's not going to be a mandate to change the general plan because we put the work in.
Is this going to be one, Ryan, that will be easier to work with as a base or as an extension?
Oh, for sure. Because it started off as an update, and everybody, for the most part, now admits that this is a rewrite of the general plan and not an update. So,
but the foundational elements are in place.
Now that we have updated it, now we're going to look at it every 5 years also. And so we're going to tweak it every 5 years. And then when the new...
Congratulations.
What?
You said we every 5 years.
For you and me?
That would imply a third term. Congratulations.
Oh, jeez. Man,
he does it to himself so readily, doesn't he?
Yeah, you are on your game today.
Yeah, well, see, get a little water, come out of the cold fog, and all of a sudden things kind of connect.
If you keep dumping that over your head, we're in trouble today.
Well, you know, my aim's a little soft, so get back a little bit.
Yeah.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:42. We'll be back with more from Ryan Sundberg. Okay.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:46. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, with the general plan update, you had indicated that there's going to be a significant outreach throughout the communities to see if people want to, well, stasis, I guess is a term, keep it as it is, or if they want to see things evolve a little bit with potential land use issues.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't identify whether it was the property owners or whether it was going to be residents, with a high percentage of rentals that we have in our area, and some of the goofiness.
Property owners.
Thank you very much. So you're going to be trying to get people, some of them from out of the area,
yeah,
like the apartment owners and stuff,
yeah,
and bring them in.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that one? I mean, that's not free food. That's going to be more of an effort than that.
Everybody who owns property has an address on file with a tax collector.
But if you live in Arizona...
Yeah, we're sending them a letter and letting them know here's the map of the area you're in. Here's how this policy will affect your property. Please contact us and let us know if this is what you want or not.
Each letter is going to be customized to the property owner?
It will be. Well, I haven't seen the letter yet,
huge.
But it's going to, yeah, I mean, my understanding is that it's going to let people know, here's what it is now, here's what it's changing to, and here's the difference.
It's got to be at least neighborhood, if not larger.
Well, it goes by how you're zoned. So if you're zoned R1 and they're talking about changing it to AG, ag, so single family residence to ag, there is a big difference, you know. So
yeah, let alone the implementation. Yeah, of
and I'm not saying that's happening anywhere, but it's just, you know, we are letting people know what the difference is to, you know, so you can call, you know, you can get a hold of us and say, this is not what I want on my property. We want, this is how I see it being used in the future. Here's what the other people around me are doing, you know, and that's, it's some, most of it's just a lot of cleanup, you know, that just things have changed and our technology's changed, communities have grown, community values have changed. So we need to make sure that the land use and zoning is reflective of what is on the ground and what the community wants.
Do you want phone calls, emails? Does that count as comments?
Yeah.
Or are you looking for attendance at the events?
I want a phone call, an email, call the planning department, write back to the address that's going to be on the letter.
Just any kind of response?
Yeah. I mean, I take any kind of comment, and I can, what I do is I take the comment and pass it on to our planning staff is the way it works. So they keep track of it all. It's on a website, so you can see where your comment is. And
even those about your golf game?
My golf
or
game.
Or lack thereof?
Yeah. It's been a little rough lately. It's been wet.
Yeah. I get the airborne thing, but the bounce, it's really been weak.
Yeah, the mud gear.
So when should this contact, when should folks start anticipating being contacted?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say within the next 2-3 months.
So by
somewhere
springtime.
There. Yeah.
Well, who knows what the weather's going to be doing anymore.
It's true.
By the end of the school year.
Yeah.
big open window there.
It's a frozen global warming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
Ain't it though? Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, buddy.
We've been Talking Shop with Ryan Sundberg. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.